I'm Tony Kornheiser, and this is my show. My friends come on, and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, football, and now basketball, too, though we don't really pay attention until later in the year, and the absurdity that is our lives. Line etiquette at your local pharmacy, the current phase of the moon, the importance of talking to a human being on the phone, and most importantly, the power of a box of that. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Well, that makes me so much happier. It's always a huge pick-me-up to hear the Star Wars theme. Perfect for Thanksgiving week. If you are still awake on your Monday night, you're doing some Thanksgiving prep, maybe you're driving, already on the road. Actually, my original Thanksgiving plan, going back to April, Bob and I were going to meet at the beach for our first holiday together. Sadly, we had a late change in plans because of some family challenges. And so we are unable to keep our Thanksgiving plans. But I did buy a turkey breast, and I do have a big bag of potatoes, my favorite Yukon Golds. And I am going to make a pumpkin pie. Got a salad. So that's going to be my Thanksgiving. It'll be in front of my TV. But you know what? If Star Wars and the John Williams musical score are playing, I think I'll be okay.
Somebody has to save our skins.
I will save the skin for you, Princess Leia. Also, speaking of Leia, my Princess Leia may not move. We're calling this a Thanksgiving staycation. She may not move from her spot in my driveway, especially now that all the leaves are gone. Tuesday morning when I park her in my driveway, she needs a nice rest. She may not move again till Friday. What would you do, Jay, if I did not move my car from Tuesday through Friday of Thanksgiving week?
I would be impressed with you, honestly.
Would you?
That's a great staycation. You don't even leave the house for a few days.
I mean, I have a dog. I'm leaving the house.
Well, you know.
I'm going to exercise. I'll probably go for a run. But I haven't had the chance to take days off and stay home in I don't know how long. Because there's been so much travel this year to accommodate the long-distance relationship and wedding plans in Texas. I wasn't anticipating being home. I mean, I'm really bummed. I'm not going to tell you I'm not disappointed. We're both really disappointed. But it's life. Sometimes you have to deal with disappointment and with late curveballs. Pivot, if you will. So for that reason, I've got a mini turkey. It's just a breast. But I'm trying to figure out how to cook my turkey breast. I've never done this before, ever. Should I take videos?
Yeah. You can also go on YouTube. You know, I like to do that. And how to
you do love. If you find me a good YouTube video, one that is intelligent and helpful and instructional, and it's not one that comes out of Chevy Chase, A Christmas Vacation, where the turkey goes flying out of something, something, the window. If you can guarantee that it's one that I can follow while I'm cooking my turkey breast, I will go according to that plan. I will operate according to that plan, but you've got to find it for me.
We probably knocked out a bunch of options already when you said it has to be intelligent, but just because of YouTube. But I'll try. I'll take that up.
Are you kidding? I actually hear a lot of people say, my sister-in-law during 2020, Christmas of 2020, the family was together. I desperately needed a haircut, but a lot of things were shut down because of COVID. And so my sister-in-law, no joke, she watched a video on YouTube about how to cut long curly hair. And I was nervous as heck. She watched it for 5 minutes and was like, okay, I'm good to go. Let's do this. But she did a real good job. I mean, I was scared to death, but she did a really good job.
Did she?
She did. 5 minutes. Okay, I'm ready. Oh, no.
it worked.
The thing is, my hair, is really difficult to mess up. So even if you do mess up, you can't really tell because it's a curly disaster. In fact, you could flip me upside down and put me in a bucket of water and mop with my hair. So, yeah, I've been growing it out for the wedding as well. So, yeah, it's longer and crazier than normal. But YouTube video to roast, not fry, not, yeah, not blow up, but to roast a turkey breast.
Roast, that's the key. Roast. I gotta remember
oven roasted turkey breast is what I'm going for. Because then I'll have leftovers.
Do you want
sandwiches?
Like, do you want like recipes or just like how to's?
How to. How do I do it?
How to.
How to.
How to roast a chicken, a turkey breast.
Not a chicken. Jay,
I caught it.
It's Thanksgiving, you goofball.
I caught it. Thanksgiving chicken. Come on.
I bet there are people who do eat chicken. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We are doing a Thanksgiving edition of Ask Amy Anything. Since neither Jay and I will be here tomorrow night, I am taking off the rest of the week. And so we're both going to be out. We thought we'd bump up Ask Amy Anything to a Thanksgiving early edition. So you can find that bright orange box on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also on our Facebook page. You can still vote for a little while longer on the Monday MVP. We've also got the poll up for TD of the week. And then a lot of you weighing in with your favorite Thanksgiving recipes or weighing in with your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving. Some of you have boldly reached out to give me your own roasted turkey recipes, which is awesome. But now I've promised Jay that I'll watch a YouTube video if, in fact, he finds one. 855-212-4227. We are now post week 11. You guys, week 12 starts in mere hours, it feels like. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I'm going nowhere Thursday. Except to walk the dog. I'm going to be posted up with my Thanksgiving TV tray. At least it's not a TV dinner. It's a TV tray.
A Thanksgiving TV dinner?
Could you imagine?
They probably make that.
Oh, I'm sure they do. You can get those healthy choice meals that are essentially your honey glazed turkey with potatoes and a little bit of sauce on it, veggies. Oh, yeah. I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, that.
Are you tempted?
No.
Jay, if you lived on your own, you would absolutely have a... No, never mind. You'd be going home.
I would probably be going home. I would try to make something. Like, whether I wouldn't know if I'd go all out with, like, multiple sides, but I would at least try to, like, maybe I'd get, like, a rotisserie something, or maybe a turkey somewhere, and just, like, try to make mashed potatoes or something like that. Probably wouldn't go well, but I'd try.
No, mashed potatoes are relatively easy. They're not, especially if you just boil the potatoes, and I am not going to skin them. Sorry, peel them. And so for that reason, it's relatively easy. You boil them, you wait till they're soft-ish, however you like them, and then you smash them up. It's actually kind of fun, therapeutic, to smash them up.
I think I could do that.
A little bit like taking a sledgehammer, just taking out a wall. Could you imagine?
Should I offer to make the mashed potatoes?
You should.
This year? Yeah.
That's a great idea. I'll even help you. You can wear an earpiece, and I'll feed you. I'll feed you what to say and what to do so that it looks like you are doing it all by yourself.
When did you learn this? I've just been studying, you know.
I've been watching YouTube videos. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Again, find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page, too. We've got a YouTube channel as well. Love your answers coming in with your Thanksgiving side dishes and recommendations about roasting a turkey. But I suppose we can do a little football.
Hurry back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's tossed. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, L.A.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it.
Yes.
Touchdown. Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
We start with Monday Night Football, a rematch of Super Bowl 57. Was it 57? Why do I lose track every year? But here's the thing. It did not come with a Vince Lombardi trophy, so it's not a revenge game. Ask the Eagles if they feel like they got revenge on the Chiefs and watch what facial expressions you get in return. One of them might even say, Duh. So a little QB news starts with Jalen Hurts, whose offense was outgained by 100 yards. So the Chiefs had 100 more yards than the Eagles, and the Eagles only 3 for 11 on third down, but a pair of second half rushing touchdowns by Hurts gets them the rally and the win.
I don't think we played clean tonight. I don't think we played to our standard, nowhere near our standard. But I think the thing that you can't test or quantify is the resilience that a team has and the ability to persevere and see through things and overcome things. And this team has that. And so, we've yet to, put up a performance to our standard. But, we're continuing to find ways to win. And when you win games like we've won games, that builds a ton of character. And, kind of in, I guess, character development mode with the games we've played and how we've won. And it only serves great things in the future.
Jalen Hurts is always waxing poetic or philosophically. And he's right. The Eagles haven't played, I think, up to their potential as an offense yet. And maybe that has to do with the fact that they changed offensive coordinators as well. But gosh, when they needed the big play to Devontae Smith in the corner up the right side, he's a speedster, sneaky fast, and also really hard to keep track of. A 41-yard bomb set up their go-ahead touchdown. I mean, this is a team that can beat you a variety of ways. A.J. Brown pretty quiet on Monday Night Football. They did get enough from DeAndre Swift, but we're not talking about one of his better games, though he did have a touchdown in there as well. The fact is they have options for days, so even when they don't have eye-popping numbers, they still are a load, and the Chiefs defense did all it could. But Kansas City did not score in the second half, and that's become a major problem for the Chiefs and for Patrick Mahomes.
Penalties and just miscues, yeah, we've got to find ways to score at the end of the day. Defense is playing great football, has been all year. Offense, we got to find ways to finish football games.
We're going to pivot here a little bit because Micah Parsons has the latest episode of his podcast called The Edge with Micah Parsons, and he actually looks at what Josh Allen did this past weekend and has some advice for Patrick Mahomes based on what he saw from Josh in Week 11.
I do believe the Bills are talented enough to make the playoffs. They're good. I think Josh Allen realized his mistakes, and I think he's turning around with the game he played against the Jets. He's limiting where he wants to put. He's not forcing things. I think when you have crazy abilities, crazy arm talent, you have all these tangibles, and you kind of so used to making highlight plays, right? And I think Mahomes had to adjust to this, right? When he had Tyreek Hill, he was kind of making crucial mistakes, and it got to the point last year where he was like, all right, I don't have Tyreek here now, so now I have to play smart football, right? So when you have to play smart football, and this is what I think Josh Allen is learning, when you have to play smart football, you kind of just got to take what the defense gives you. People are adjusting to Josh and doing things like that, and I think he has to do more smart football, taking what the defense gives him, getting off the field, don't force the turnovers, don't force it downfield, and just make them actually beat you, make their offense beat your defense. You have a great defense. You have a great offense. Don't kill yourself.
I will agree with Micah Parsons when it comes to playing smart football. And we know that Josh Allen has to be a little smarter. He's got to take fewer risks, not just on his legs and on foot, so that he's not getting hit, but also he needs to not be going for broke on every play. We know this because he's got a major turnover issue. The Chiefs have also turned the ball over a ton this year. And yeah, it's been a month since they've scored points in the second half. At the same time, I don't think for the most part that Patrick Mahomes is a gunslinger. He plays smart football. He does. It's absolutely on him, the interception he threw in the end zone, credit the defense. There are times when he misses on a throw, for sure. I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's a guy who's very cerebral, even as he's instinctual. And to me, he does play smart football. Now, if you want to cut down on the turnovers, then you take fewer risks. That's not really Patrick Mahomes. It's not who he is as a quarterback, but he doesn't come across to me as a guy who fires first and thinks later. He's very smart. He can see the entire field, and there are times when he will take the easier throw or what the defense gives him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. That's The Edge with Micah Parsons, his podcast that dropped after Monday Night Football. We're doing a little QB news brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. All right, staying in the NFC East for a second, because the Eagles, they start 9-1 for the second consecutive year. Pretty impressive. Meanwhile, you've got the Commanders at the bottom of that division. They're no longer, well, bottom with the Giants. They're no longer relevant in terms of the division. Could they make the playoffs? I suppose there's still time. But Sam Howell has been a roller coaster ride and had three interceptions against the Giants on Sunday.
There are some really good things that Sam did. Unfortunately, there are a couple things that didn't allow him to be as successful as he had been in the past. But he's going to learn from those. I promise you that much.
He is. And the thing is, Sam is still a young quarterback. And so as much as you see him go out there at times and look like a world beater, because he can make a lot of big throws, I do think that he's a smart quarterback as well. But he's still really young. And so he can get duped into things, maybe not see the defense the right way, or at times can go for broke with the home run throw when he doesn't need it. I mean, those are all a lot of times what you see from young QBs. But he had three interceptions. There were just a variety of fumbles, none from him, six turnovers. And Sam has to be at the point where he recognizes that even if you don't get the big play, the chunk yardage, can you take care of the football and be better off? Absolutely. So it's all right to be a little more conservative when the worst possible option is to turn the ball over. But he's, again, still young, just in his first full season of starting. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Speaking of young, Zach Wilson, third-year quarterback for the New York Jets, has been benched again. Head coach Robert Saleh replaced him with Tim Boyle in this last game against the Bills in the second half, and now Boyle will start Friday against the Dolphins.
Just give him an opportunity. Different style of quarterback. So really it's just to give him an opportunity to see if we can do something with the offense.
How did Zach Wilson react to the news that he was getting benched again for what is the second straight year?
Zach's fine. He's come a long way from a year ago, and I think we all agree we wish it was better. Obviously, we wish it was better for him. We wish we all could have been better for him.
I would agree that sentiment probably is prevailing among the coaching staff. It's not that they don't like the kid. The Jets locker room has just gotten tired of losing, so you're starting to see the frustration. But this is where Robert Saleh goes over the top. He says it's not the end of Zach Wilson in the NFL.
Stand strong in the belief that Zach's going to have a really good career in this league. He's got tremendous work ethic. He's gotten a lot better over the course of the last year. He definitely has the arm talent. He's only 24. He just turned 24. He's got a positive outlook, and he just needs to continue to focus on his game and find ways to get better and continue to learn about fronts and coverages and how to play the game a little bit faster. And so I still believe he's going to have a good career.
I love the supportive, encouraging words from Robert Saleh, and I do think that there's a bazillion reasons why guys want to play for him. But here's my response to his optimism about Zach's career and the fact that he'll land somewhere in the NFL. No, it's evident to me that it's not going to be in New York, because not one time does Robert Saleh reference here or us or we will continue to work with him. No, I'm pretty sure that his tenure in New York is done with this season. And that's what I thought last year. I was stunned when they kept him. But what I would respond to Robert Saleh with is a simple question: where? Where does he do that? I don't know where he goes. There is a healthy turnover of quarterbacks every year in the offseason, and a lot of backups will move around. Is that going to be content? Well, he was going to be Aaron Rodgers' backup before Aaron got hurt. Could he start somewhere fresh and get an opportunity? Sure. It's just right now there couldn't be a lower trade market or lower anything, lower value placed on Zach Wilson. Of course, that means teams will get him cheap. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. A couple more here on this edition of QB News. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the rookie who started for the Browns and led them on a game-winning field goal drive against the Steelers, will remain the starter, but Joe Flacco is now part of that practice squad in Cleveland.
Dorian will start, and Joe's role is to support this team. Coming in here, you know, we're able to add a guy with a ton of experience. He'll be great for that room. He'll be great for this team.
I do agree with that. As much as Deshaun Watson's there and he's a veteran quarterback, Joe Flacco's a Super Bowl winner. He's been in a bunch of different systems. He's been around the league, and so he's seen pretty much everything. Also had a couple of fat contracts himself before he got hurt, and so good for him. He's not expecting to start, but if they needed to force him into duty, maybe he'd be able to do that. They still have P.J. Walker there as well, so I wonder how they're going to handle that, but love the way that Dorian Thompson-Robinson was far more prepared in week 11 than he was in week number 4. And raise your hand. Here's my question. Jay, are you ready? Raise your hand if you thought the Chiefs and the Browns would have identical records through week 11. Jay can't raise his hand. Me either. You are what your record says you are. I just used that hashtag on Twitter. You are what your record says you are. Geno Smith was knocked out of the Rams-Seahawks game on Sunday. He did return for the late drive that kind of put them in field goal range. 55 yards is a lot. Jason Myers missed it, so the Rams hung on to win. But the bigger question is about Geno's health.
It's going to be a couple days, you know, to make sure that we let him get back and it quiets down and all that. They know the extent of it, that it isn't, you know, there's no structural issue there, but he's got a sore elbow this morning. So they're doing everything they can to work through that, and we'll see how it goes.
It's like a really, really bad case of funny bone elbow, because that's what happens, that ligament on the inside of your elbow, you hit that or the bone, and it feels just awful. Oh my gosh, it's the worst sensation. Your entire hand can be numb after that happens. So I do not envy Geno Smith, but I'm certainly glad that there's no structural damage. That's good to hear. And I hope that he's able to get back on the field for week number 12, which starts in, I don't know, a couple hours. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, QB News, here on our Thanksgiving Tuesday morning. Are you guys ready? I'm not. Someone just suggested a crock pot for my turkey breast. Now, I have a huge crock pot. Last couple of years at Thanksgiving, I've made apple crisp in my crock pot and taken it to a friend's home. But maybe, just maybe, I'll park my turkey in it.
That might just do it.
Does that make you nervous? Crock pot turkey?
I don't think so.
You know, one of the great things about crock pot is it does seal in the juices a lot of the times.
I think that sounds like a winner, honestly.
I might actually try that. Okay.
I'll see if there's any YouTube videos on it.
Thank you. Jay's going to learn how to cook on YouTube. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for a long time. I love your insight.
What's up, Amy?
What up?
First time, long time.
Awesome, thank you.
Amy, good morning. Thanks for always taking my call. I really appreciate it. You and your staff are very accommodating.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for taking the time for my call.
Long time listener, first time caller. First one to say, love your show.
I am an Amy fan.
Very creative, Kai.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. With somebody who loves me. Oh, I'm there with somebody. I want to feel the heat. Yeah, I'm there with somebody. With somebody who loves me.
I haven't actually considered this yet, but is Whitney Houston allowed at the wedding reception? You can dance to Whitney Houston, right?
Of course.
This is going to be my pick. So I don't know if I told you this, Jay, but we are allowing our family members and closest friends to pick 10 songs each that they want the DJ to play at the wedding reception. So it's not just my music or Bob's music, but it's an eclectic mix. And so his son, his oldest son and fiance, they sent us a list like four weeks ago. They're on it. And theirs is so old school. Like, it's all older classics, meaning dance music. You know, the stuff that you would typically get at a wedding, right? That's iconic.
Like Shout.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's amazing. They picked a bunch of songs that I probably would have picked. So that was awesome. My nieces, my sister-in-law, and my brother went through, and apparently one Friday night I had a dance party. And my brother said that my sister-in-law made them dance for a good 3 hours while they were going through songs to make sure that they were danceable for the wedding reception.
Testing them out.
Theirs were also a really interesting mix of 80s and 90s. I did have to instruct my nieces that we will not have any songs that that refer to women as hoes at the reception. And I got a reaction from one of my nieces. What? It's just the culture. Not the culture at my wedding.
Not the classic music.
Yeah, so I had to instruct them no music, whether it be hip hop or rap, that refers to women by another term. That's... could you imagine I'm in my wedding dress and there's someone yelling about, no, that's not happening.
Celebrating love.
But we want people to dance and we want a big mix. So we'll probably have country because it's in Texas and is obviously his family is
Makes
from
sense.
Texas. I'm okay with that. I don't know if we're talking line dancing country, but we'll have some type of country. We're definitely going to have a bunch of 80s and 90s, which is awesome. We're certainly going to have a little bit of hip hop and pop. I hope there's some JT. I'll be picking some JT, but I'm thinking Whitney Houston needs to be in there. She's the best.
I think that would be a hit.
Absolutely. Write I'm not it. Sure whether my songs get any more weight. If we've asked for so many submissions from our family members and closest friends, does that mean that my songs get played, all 10 of them, mine and Bob's? We absolutely get our 10 played.
Yeah, I would say, kind of do it for them, like they would do it, you know, play whatever you want, like everyone gets their 10 in,
but heavy rotation on our music.
But if you're like feeling like a lull or like, hey, I want this song now, you have the right to go up there and pick your song now.
I'm not going to be a control freak over the music the DJ plays, but
if you want to hear Whitney's gotta be played is all I'm saying.
All right. Let's see. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page, too. A couple minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Let's quick talk to Vinny, who's in Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Vinny.
Hey, Amy. Thank you for taking my call, and congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
So, real quick, the whole thing with Geno Smith's elbow, I actually had it's called an ulnar nerve transposition and decompression surgery.
Ow.
From throwing a curveball. In a batting practice session, or bullpen session, I'm sorry. So now the funny bone is on the inside of my bicep and not in that little T-bone channel.
Yep.
But the reason why I was calling is, do you think with how the Commanders' offense is slacking for, best term possible, that this could hurt Eric Bieniemy getting yet another head coaching opportunity, since he's already struggled with that in the past when Kansas City's offense was top five and everyone was essentially begging him to land a head coaching spot?
I do think it could be a negative. It's hard to know, though, these days. A lot of times, and this is weird, that this is the part that doesn't make any sense, that it hasn't happened with Eric, is that a lot of times it's the hottest teams and the hottest head coaches who end up having their coordinators or assistant coaches plucked and hired as head coaches elsewhere around the league. Again, it's weird. No one really understands it. There's lots of rumors as to why. I certainly applaud Ron Rivera for giving Eric Bieniemy more responsibility and giving him an opportunity, but I do think you make a point. It's not as though the Commanders are a hot team, and the offense has been hit or miss, though I've seen some good stuff from Sam Howell, and I love Brian Robinson. Antonio Gibson's had a down year, but love Brian. I think Terry McLaurin is amazing. They do have a couple of injuries that are hurting them, but every team does. It's just that a lot of times it's the winning teams that have their head coaches or have head coaches taken from their staffs because it's a copycat league in the NFL and everyone kind of follows the leader.
I mean, that makes sense, but do you also think that teams kind of know the situation? Like, obviously, he doesn't have Tyreek Hill. He doesn't have Kelsey. He doesn't have Mahomes. He doesn't have, you know, Edwards-Helaire, Pacheco, mm-hmm. or essentially any real, like, super offensive threat, I guess you can say.
Well, I mean, I disagree with that. I think Brian Robinson is terrific, and I also think Terry McLaurin is great. But I do agree they don't have the weapons, and they certainly don't have the quarterback talent, nor do they have a world-class tight end. And they've had a good tight end here or there, but they don't have Travis Kelce. So I would agree that, you know, the offense is harder to come by when you don't have those guys on the field. But I don't know that that's always a reflection of the OC. I mean, sometimes you just don't have the talent. But I do agree with your larger point, which is that his stock is likely down this offseason for a couple of reasons. Number one, because the Commanders are stinky. And number two, because he hasn't been hired in the more recent cycles, and there certainly seems to be some type of a hitch there. And now teams are nervous because they don't know why he hasn't been hired, so they're reluctant to give him a shot, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes complete sense. And mm-hmm. then one last question. What are your thoughts on green bean casserole? Because that's easily my go-to Thanksgiving
nice.
Dish.
I like it. So I do like it, especially with the cream of mushroom soup. The only part I don't like, you're going to have to hold the fried onions on top. I don't like those.
Oh, that's the best part.
That's what people tell me, actually. That's kind of funny. Well, you
I
let me
my
know, Vinny.
Put like an extra bag on.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, you let me know how it turns out. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Amy. Thank you so much for taking my call. You guys take care.
Of course. Did you hear how disappointed he was?
Really, really upset you didn't like the nonsense.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Wait, what? Only Tuesday morning. Why are we giving you the chance to ask Amy anything? Well, because we're out the rest of the week and we thought it would be fun to add a little Thanksgiving flair to our final show before. I'm doing a staycation. Jay's also doing a staycation. We're so boring, but we're going to have food. I'm going to do it all by myself. Thanks for hanging out with us after hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Jay, fire away, baby. Let's go.
Let's jump right in. We got to start here. Connie wants to know, what's your favorite and what's your least favorite Thanksgiving food?
All right, my favorite is the mashed potatoes, as long as they have a boat in the middle for the butter and the brown gravy. I'm a brown gravy girl. My least favorite would definitely be the cranberry sauce if it comes out of a can, or as I was talking about with Vinny, I'm not a huge fan of the green bean casserole with the French onions, the fried crunchy French onions on top. I don't like French onions. So that would probably be my least. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I don't like at Thanksgiving dinner. Nah, I mean, I enjoy the corn casseroles. I like the marshmallow. What is that? Well, I love the sweet potato and yams, different casseroles, especially if they have marshmallows. Those are kind of fun, too. So I think for most part, it's my favorite meal of the year. I just don't love fake cranberry sauce or the French onions.
I think you might have answered one in that answer. Mike wanted to know, what's your favorite type of gravy?
Oh, I'm a brown gravy girl. Yes. It's thinner, but I also like the flavor. It's turkey gravy. It's delicious.
This comes from Kathy, who wants to know, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I think the first time that I ever tried to cook Thanksgiving, I was living in a little house in Rhode Island. My mom and her husband came to visit, and we did the Thanksgiving together. It was so much fun. My mom and I, we cooked our turkey in a bag, so that was the first time we'd ever done that before. There was lots of frustration, but also lots of joy. We had so much fun doing it. Trying to think, maybe the last Thanksgiving I had before my maternal grandfather passed away. That happened when I was 16, and we were all in Northeast Ohio for his final Thanksgiving. So I would say that one, I sat next to him at that Thanksgiving table, so that was also a special one to me.
This comes from Rich. This comes from Dawn, who wants to know, what's your first go-to side?
Well, generally, it'll be stuffing that comes out of the turkey. Stuffing or dressing if you don't cook it in the turkey. I love it. But I didn't get any this year because I have a turkey breast that I'm cooking on my own, and there's no way to stuff it. So I'm going to be missing out on the dressing / stuffing. Is that terrible? Instead, I'm going mashed potatoes. But usually it would be stuffing first because I love, love, love it when it's from the belly of the turkey.
Well, this actually comes from BJ, who wants to know, is it stuffing or is it dressing?
Well, it's both. We always call it stuffing in my family because we always stuff the turkey with the dressing. Well, with the... We use Stouffer's, stovetop. But I think it's better in the turkey myself. So if yours is not in the turkey, well, it's dressing. But we always call it stuffing in my family.
I never even heard dressing as like another option.
Oh, no?
No. So also from BJ, he wants to know, do you like turkey or ham better?
Turkey. I'm not a big ham girl.
Big Jim asks, when's the last time you sat at the kids' table on Thanksgiving?
Well, not when I was a kid, but I would say probably not since my 20s. A couple years ago when I was at a friend's house for Thanksgiving, all of the young adults sat at the kids' table, and I was at the other table with the older people. And it was fine because there was a couple in their 80s. They were the grandparents, and he was asking me all kinds of funny questions about my radio show. But yeah, it was kind of funny because I was stuck in no man's land. I wasn't in my 20s, but I wasn't in my 60s, 70s, or 80s, obviously. And so I was kind of the only one that was in that middle range. So I ended up at the older table. And I was the entertainment at the older table.
They're asking all the questions.
Yes.
Peeking over at the kids' table. What are you guys doing?
It's all right. I mean, they weren't as close to the food. That's critical.
This comes from Therese. She asks, is Bob a good cook? And will you be splitting Thanksgiving cooking duties in the future?
Bob is a tremendous cook. In fact, we are really excited about cooking for each other when we finally get married. But when we've been together, we've taken turns. He's an amazing cook. He loves to grill. I've had salmon. I've had burgers. I've had steak. I've had venison. He's made a bunch of different meals on the grill already. We like a lot of the same stuff. Fish, chicken, seafood, steak, of course. I would say he's more of a steak guy than I am a steak girl. We love to grill vegetables. I've done a couple of different... I've done a chili farm. I've done a couple of different soups in the crock pot. So, yeah, we like to cook different things. But he's an amazing cook.
That's a nice mix. Two different things, and I like that.
Yeah, that's why we're really bummed, because we were actually excited about cooking our first Thanksgiving meal together. Neither one of us had ever done it by ourselves, so we thought it would be hysterical to do it together. So we'll have to put that off until next year. But yeah, we love to cook, and we're excited to cook for each other.
Mike wants to know, have you ever been to the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City?
I have not, weirdly enough, and I have no desire to do so because the kind of crowds they have on Thanksgiving morning, especially now that I live in the area and have navigated New York City traffic for the last 11 years, no desire to be anywhere around the city on holidays. I have zero desire. It's one of those things that makes me want to stay home. So that's why Princess Leia may be parked in a couple hours and not move again until Friday, because the traffic around major cities at holidays is brutal. So I'm good. I'm good with the staycation. Me and Penny and Sugar, we're going to hang out and have our little Thanksgiving celebration together.
The parade is a mob scene.
It is. So that's what I mean. Like, it's not fun. And you can't go anywhere. It's not like you can randomly walk into a restaurant and use the bathroom. No. I mean, there are people that end up peeing outside. It's just, it's wall-to-wall bodies. It's, no.
If you want to get any sort of good view, you have to get there hours and hours in advance.
It's kind of like New Year's Eve. You have to stand there all day long. You're in a corral. You can't leave. It's just, and they upcharge any type of food, beverage, the tickets. No, I'm telling you, it's better on TV.
This comes from Snap, who wants to know, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dessert? Haven't got there yet.
Well, I do adore pumpkin pie, and I will be making one. And I did get the whipped cream to go on top, but recently, the last couple years, have made apple crisp in a crock pot. And I'm telling you what, that with fresh ice cream is so good. So good.
Lisa asks, will you be doing any Black Friday shopping this year?
I may be on a plane on Friday. I'm still not sure about that. So no. I'll be doing shopping online to prepare for Cyber Monday. So I'll be looking at deals, Black Friday deals online to prepare for Cyber Monday.
Well, that was a follow-up.
Okay.
Do you prefer online or in-person shopping?
Well, if I know what I'm looking for, I'll get it online because you can usually search for better deals that way. And there are tons of deals right now when you shop online around holidays or around Black Friday. So as long as I know what I'm looking for, I'll go ahead and try it online. Or if they have a good return policy, I'll get it online.
So that'll do it for Thanksgiving until Rapid Fire. But I got to get this one in there because Penny recently celebrated a birthday.
She did.
And Wendy wants to know, what's Penny's favorite treat?
Oh, God. Penny loves anything to do with peanut butter. Loves, loves, loves peanut butter. So she does get more than one peanut butter treat a day. And yes, she is now 14. If you haven't seen her photo, it's up on Twitter and Facebook.
All right. We'll end here with some Thanksgiving-themed Rapid Fire.
Okay.
Eat Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant or at home?
Home.
Take a nap after the meal or watch football after the meal?
At the same time. You take a nap while you're watching football.
Eat an entire pumpkin pie or drink the whole gravy boat?
I'll go gravy boat. Wow, that's I'm going to be sick. Holy crap.
Be in charge of the Snoopy balloon or the Ronald McDonald balloon at the parade?
Oh, definitely Snoopy. That's classic. Let's go peanuts.
Keep a turkey as a pet for a year or have to kill the turkey you eat on Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, I'm not killing a turkey. No. I would keep a turkey as a pet. They're fun. They're ugly, but they make fun noises.
Cook an entire Thanksgiving meal using only a grill or only a microwave?
Oh, only a grill. That's easy.
Always smell like turkey or always smell like gravy?
I love the smell of turkey. Bring it.
Dress in feathers like a turkey or dress in orange like a pumpkin at the table?
Oh, you know me. I'm orange. I'm pumpkin girl. Everything. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.